Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Say it louder, amen. I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I'm sure that I have the permission to be a little bit without tie tonight. Because the whole of last week was very tensed. I'm sure you remember the tension of last week. Morning, evening, tie. So I just decided to just look a little bit relaxed tonight. Am I allowed? Just once in a while. Not all the time. The official way is to look the way we look, okay? All right. So I just wanted that permission before I go ahead. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150 and in verse 1. The Bible said, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm speaking quickly on the subject, changing levels by the power of praise. Changing levels by the power of praise. On this last day of the month of November, and as we shift into the month of December, which is the final month for the year, it is important to understand this subject. First thing that is critical to note is that it is crystal clear in Scripture that praise is a secret of power. Praise is a secret of power. We saw that. We praise him in the firmament of his power. In Acts chapter 16 verse 25, all the way to verse 26, we saw also how power was released in the prison in Philippi by Paul and Silas through praise. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. That was raw power. Praise is secret of power, but beyond that, secondly, praise is a major secret, or rather, the power of praise is the power to move lives and destinies. From level to level, face to face, dimension to dimension. The power of praise is power that moves lives and destinies from level to level, face to face, dimension to dimension. And we're going to look at examples in Scripture that there is such power in praise that can change your level, that can change your face, that can change your dimension. Example number one, creation. At creation, God the Father moved from day to day in the course of creation by praise and appreciation. He moved from day to day in the course of creation by the force of appreciation. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 4 to 5, you look at that. And God saw that the light, saw the light, that it was good. He couldn't praise any other person because he's the highest person to be praised. He saw that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God needed to see that what he did was good. He needed appreciation before he moved from day to day. In verse 10, we also saw, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called his seas, and God saw that it was good. Then verse 12 and verse 13. And God brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. He's now, as if he had to say it was good, as if there must be appreciation before there could be progression, as if there must be appreciation before there could be acceleration, as if there must be appreciation before there could be progression. It was as if the last was not appreciated, the next is never accelerated. If the last was not appreciated, the next is not accelerated. If the last result is not appreciated, the next result was never accelerated. Now you go to verse 18 and verse 19, and you see again God appreciating the things. He talked about the light to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Day to day happened by the power of appreciation. Acceleration from day to day. Progress or progression from day to day happened by the force of appreciation. It appears as if where there is no appreciation, there may be only stagnation. It appears like where there is no appreciation, there may be no acceleration. It appears as if where there is no appreciation, there can be no acceleration. It appears as if there is a connection between praise and progress. It appears like progress happens very quickly and swiftly for those who understand the language of praise, that there is a connection between praise and progress. I am not on day 7 yet, but so far so good. I am not on day 5 yet, that's God Almighty, but so far so good. Everything I want to achieve has not been achieved yet, but this is good so far. Am I communicating? If God himself can use appreciation before he gains acceleration, then it is important that we do that. Many of us are waiting to reach day 7 before we appreciate the things we are seeing. We are waiting to reach day 7 before we saw that something good happened in day 1. But God will not wait for that. God will appreciate day 1 before day 2. Appreciate day 2 before he reaches day 3. And that kept the system going. That was creation. Number 2 example was before Israel, before the Red Sea. The children of Israel before the Red Sea. Psalm 114, verse 1, all the way to verse last. The Bible said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains kept like rams and the little hills like lambs. I'll stop there. The children of Israel on their way from the Red Sea, all of a sudden got confronted with the Red Sea. On their journey from the children of Israel, on their journey from Egypt, all of a sudden got confronted by the Red Sea. The good thing that happened for them was that there was Judah in their midst. Judah means praise. The Bible said Judah, that is praise, was his sanctuary. And the sea saw the presence hands of the Almighty inside of Judah, inside of praise, and fled. The meaning of that is that the children of Israel crossed from one side of the Red Sea to the other side of the Red Sea by the power of God's presence through praise. They crossed from one side of the Red Sea to the other side of the Red Sea by the power of God's presence through praise. The meaning of that is, praise is the bridge you use to cross the oceans of life. It is the bridge we use to cross the gullies, the valleys, the obstacles of life. If there is something that is between you and your destiny, they are crossable by the power of praise. You can cross from one side of the sea to the other. From one side of the river to the other. From one side of the gully to the other. By the power of his presence through praise. Number three example. Again. Is the crossing of Jericho wall. Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20. Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20. The Bible said, concerning the children. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout. That the wall fell down flat. So that the people went into the city. Every man straight before him. And they took the city. The children of Israel went across Jericho wall. Into the realm of their inheritance by the power of praise. Between them and their inheritance was a wall. But the wall collapsed by the power of praise. It is our appreciation that is key to the demolition of the opposition. Every opposition to our destiny can experience demolition by the power of appreciation. This is not just poetic. It's not just a nice saying. It is reality. Everything that is an opposition can experience demolition by the power of appreciation. Appreciation and celebration of the Most High God is key to the demolition of the oppositions of life and destiny. If there's any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, any system on earth, in heaven, in hell, and when I say heaven, I'm talking of heavenly places, principalities, in the heavenly places, they can experience the demolition by the power of your appreciation. That was number three. Number four is possessing the promised land. Taking possession of the promised land. They cross the Jericho. They cross the Red Sea. And they cross the Jericho. It is now time to possess the promised land. Judges chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. Judges chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. The Bible said, and the Lord said, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight them? They needed to fight them to take possession of the land. And the Lord said, Judah. Somebody say Judah. Somebody say praise. Somebody say praise shall go up. Say it louder. Praise shall go up. Because I have delivered the land into his hand. Somebody say praise shall go up. Do you know the meaning of that? When praise goes up, the enemies clear out. When praise goes up, the enemies clear out. When praise goes up, the enemies go down. If you can make praise to go up,
the enemies clear out, the enemies go down. Who shall go up first to fight the Canaanites? Judah. Next thing to note here is those who know how to give praise don't come last in life. Who shall go up first? Judah. If you know how to praise God, if you know how to praise God, if you know how to celebrate God, if you know how to rejoice in the Lord, you don't come last in life. I'm speaking from a practitioner's point of view. Praise, worship surrounds my life. My wife says there is a way to know when daddy has returned home. It is either the message is playing, the Bible is playing, or the sound of worship is just hit you. Either it's playing from the phone or it's playing from the mouth. There's a way to know. You just know. And there is another one to know that I won't tell you about. Hallelujah. You don't come. It is not possible for you to be left behind in life if you know how to praise God. If you know how to appreciate God, it's not possible to be left behind in life. And finally, the third thing I'll say on this point is that God delivers victories into the hands of worshippers. He said, I have delivered the land into his hand. He delivers victories into the hands of praisers and worshippers. He delivers inheritances. He delivers possessions into the hands of those who know how to praise. I have delivered the land into his hand. I have delivered the victory into his hand. I prophesy to somebody here, victory is coming your way. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Finally, number five. Stepping out of captivity into liberty is the fifth power of praise. Stepping out of captivity into liberty. You know, I told you that praise changes people from face to face, changes life people from level to level. And so you are talking about stepping out of captivity into liberty. It happens at the frequency of praise. When Jonah was in the belly of the fish, what brought Jonah out the most was praise. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9 and 10, after Jonah had done everything he could do, he said, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake. Verse 9 again. I will sacrifice unto thee with a... Now, if you read from verse 3, 4, all the way down, Jonah kept on complaining. He kept on complaining. Nothing changed. Until he changed to the tune of thanksgiving. I will sacrifice unto the Lord, unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. When he did that, the Lord spake to the fish, and he vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. By the time God began to hear the sentiments of praise and thanksgiving and appreciation from the mouth of Jonah, God spoke to the fish. Everything can hear God. Everything, your captivity can hear God. Your captors can hear God. Everything can hear God. And I announce to someone here today, the situation of your life is about to hear God tonight by your praise. Say the loudest, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Our second example, we read it already in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 25. To verse 26, Acts chapter 16. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. And every man's bands were loosed from captivity to liberty by the power of praise. Somebody say amen.
How do we praise God to change levels? Three things. Number one, create a climate of the presence of God around your life by lifestyle worship and praise. Create a permanent climate of the presence of God. A permanent climate of the presence of God around your life by lifestyle worship and praise. Don't wait for when it is time for levels to change. Create that permanent climate of the presence of God.
In Psalm 22 and in verse 3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel."
Permanent climate. That was that presence that Judah was, that Judah carried. Judah was his sanctuary. Israel was his dominion. The sea saw and fled. That permanent climate.
You create that.
You don't wait for rain before you look for umbrella. You hold it ready. You carry his presence and confront the Jordan. Because the Red Sea did not serve them notice. The Red Sea did not serve them notice. The obstacles of life will not serve notice. You enter an office and you jam a demon in the form of a man. The presence of God you carry, clear them out. Am I communicating at all? You enter the village and you jam a strong witch. You don't have the time to go and fast and come. You don't have the time to go and do night vigil and come. You come wired with power already. Somebody say wired. You came wired with power, wired with presence already. And you clear them out with the speed of light. Hallelujah. It's very, very, very important. Smitrigus was said, don't ever get ready. Live ready. Don't. If you try to get ready, you may be getting ready too late. Live ready. Live in readiness equal to every emergency. Equal to the urgency. Paul the Apostle said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I wish you can give it to me from the amplified version of Philippians chapter 4, I believe it's in verse 13. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, the amplified version. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything. I am ready for anything. Devil, witch, wizard, lizard, beast, witch. I am ready for anything. You took it off too quickly. I am ready for anything and equal to anything. Through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. That is, Pastor, Togo Stadium is filled with people right now. And there is a crusade. All manner of afflicted people are there right now. Can take a flight there within the next 1.5 hours. Will you be able to go? Why not? Let's move. Now. Do you need to go and take a 3, 4, 5 days fast before going? No. Do you need to go and take 10 hours fasting or prayer before you go? No.
Why? I came loaded.
You like ask their devil. Even as we take off the plane from here, they will be sending message to each other and be running already. I am equal to anything. Through Christ who strengtheneth me. Look at your neighbor, say, don't get ready. Live ready. If you try to get ready, you are getting ready too late.
Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody lift up your hands and say, Father, I am not getting ready. I am living ready. Spiritually, I am equal to anything, equal to every urgency through Christ who strengthens me. Shout the loudest amen.
Number two, please take your seat quickly. Number two, praise and worship God in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4 verse 23 and in verse 24. John chapter 4 verse 23, but the hour cometh and now is when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship in spirit and in truth is just two words. Worship God in reality and in revelation. In reality and in revelation. In reality means in authenticity. Don't fake your worship. Don't fake your praise. Let it be real. In spirit. From the heart. Genuine. The kind of praise you will do when nobody is there, when nobody sees you. In reality, in authenticity, and then in truth means in revelation. The Bible says we should praise God with the understanding. I believe that was Psalm 47 and in verse 7. We praise Him with the understanding. With the depth of the understanding of God, sing ye praises with understanding. With the depth of the understanding of the God we are serving. The depth of the understanding that we are not wasting our time. And that our praise is producing result. Somebody say aloud, amen. Worship him in reality, in authenticity. And worship him in truth. Worship him in God in spirit means reality and authenticity. And worship him in truth means worship him in revelation. Understand the God you are worshiping and serving. That is why it is not every song that some of us who have revelation agree to sing. When we go to heaven at the marriage supper, all saints are gathered at the last assembly. We used to sing that song in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. Sing with all manner of tears. No more sympathy. No more heartbreaking. Farewell to sorrow. Victory at last. Kai. Victory at last. Kai. Victory at last. Kai. Victory at last. Victory at last. Victory at last. Kai. No. Victory is now. We refuse heartbreaks. We refuse sorrow in the now. Hey! No, victory is now. Victory is now. Victory is now. Victory is now. We are of God and we have overcome the world, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The writer was sincere, but it's possible to be sincerely wrong. No, victory is now.
God said, declare it in my ears. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. I am not waiting to go to heaven to see victory. I will see victory on the earth. I will trample the devil. I will slap the dead, the demons, the witches upside down. I will deal with the devil here. Experience victory here and experience victory there. There are songs that I change the words. Ancient songs. I will add some words in the middle to just change it to reflect the reality of revelation, the reality of light, the reality of truth. Am I communicating at all? That is what it means to worship Him in spirit and in truth, in reality and in revelation. Lift up your hands and say, Father, my victory is now. I am not waiting for the end to see victory. I am seeing victory now. Shout the Lord and say amen. That's number two. Praise God in spirit and in truth. And finally, consistently release the praise of faith. The praise of faith. At the healing and deliverance service yesterday, I preached on the praise of faith. The praise of faith basically involves two things. First, it involves giving God praise ahead of what you expect Him to do. Giving Him praise ahead of what He has promised to do. What His word promised that He will do. The kind of praise Abraham gave in Romans chapter 4 and in verse 20. When the promised child Isaac was not yet there, the Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, giving God praise, even when the child had not come. It is praising God in advance of what you expect Him to do. Praising God in advance of what He promised to do. Praising God in advance of what He said He will do. And then the second dimension of the praise of faith is praising God when He has done it, because you know He did it. You are praising God when He has done it, because you know it didn't happen by chance. You are praising God, appreciating Him. It is faith that gives us thanks, because He knows that it was God who did it. Ordinary people think it may have happened by chance. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, healeth all thy diseases. He redeems thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed by the eagle. So the man of faith lives in praise. What did I say? The woman of faith lives in praise. Praise before it happened. Praise while it is happening. Praise after it has happened. So faith praises God. You just live in the realm of praise. Hallelujah. The Bible calls it joy unspeakable, full of glory. When we believe, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, joy unspeakable. The man of faith is a man of joy. Joy unspeakable that is full of glory. How? He believes. Those who are around me have a cause to laugh all the time. Those who are around my Father in the Lord, they have a cause to laugh all the time. Some people encountered my Father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, and he said, the climate is just like around you. He just made us laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. I said, yes, that is the climate of the people of faith. When both of us are talking on the phone, my wife is aware who I'm talking to. Because he dropped one bomb, I drop one. And everybody is just exploding in excitement.
He said to me, have I ever talked with you or anything, any subject in which there was no laughter? I said, nothing, including terrorism. That is laughing at the devil. Laughing at the devil. Laughing at the defeat of the devil. Laughing at the failure of the devil. Laughing at the uselessness of the devil. Somebody say aloud, amen.
Well, I am here to announce to you that the month of December shall be the best month of your life. If you are saying amen, you will say the loudest amen. The month of December shall be the best month of your life. For the Bible says the path of the just is the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. As we praise tonight, you are accelerating into a better December. Did you hear what I just said? Every red sea that stood before you, between you and what God has designed for you in 2022, tonight I announce that red sea shall give way. That red sea shall be parted into two. Every Jericho wall that is standing between you and your destiny, today the wall shall collapse. The world shall experience demolition. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Say the loudest, amen. I announce to you today, by the power of this same prophetic word, that land that is yours, physical land, spiritual land, the land of your destiny, from this place tonight, you are stepping into that land. The enemies that have proved very, very difficult, very, very, very indomitable, tonight you shall defeat them by the power of praise. And your praise shall deliver your portion into your hands. Everywhere, the devil has kept you, your loved ones, your family member, your children, everywhere they have been kept in captivity. All your resources, your destiny, the whole of you, tonight, by the power of praise, that captivity is over. I see someone battling with urinary incontinence. Whether it's a paralyzed person or incontinent from another reason, whether it's someone that is here or someone whose relation is here right now, I declare it is over. You are coming out of that prison of reproach, that prison of smell and stench of stale urine in the name of Jesus. Today, I ask that the Lord will baptize us with the grace to praise with revelation. With reality, He will baptize us with the grace to praise Him habitually, continuously, tenaciously, and to praise Him out of the depth of understanding. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands everywhere you are and say, and begin to thank Him for His word to you tonight. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him. Father, we give You the praise, we give You the honor, we give You the adoration. Mestofio koze pia talatara kakazagani matora tasila. Lexperotiga basante kokojaga lanter bazuhali. Lesfezi darotabi toretaside kekepiradoza. Yali paranasa takalora patasida. Father, thank You for this cross overnight. From November to December. Thank You because the best December awaits us. Father, we look up to You. We honor You. We adore You. We magnify You. Be glorified. Be honored, be adored. Thank You, Master, and thank You, Adonai, and thank You, Elion, and thank You, Elohim, and thank You, Elgibor, and thank You, Mekadesh. Blessed be Your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands again to the King of Kings and praise Him and appreciate Him and honor Him and adore Him.
We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Be thou glorified, Lord.
In
Jesus' precious name. Are you ready to give the Lord the praise? How many of us believe in the prophetic word just released? That you are crossing into the best December of your life. That the Jericho walls are collapsing before you. I'd like you to know that nothing is impossible to happen in 2022. Nothing is impossible. If God created the whole world in 6 days, there is nothing that he cannot do under 31 days. The remaining number of days to the end of the year is what he used, what he would have used to create the world 5 times. To create the earth 5 times. He created in 6 days and rested on the 7th day. In 31 days, he has created the earth again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different times. There is nothing he cannot do in your life within this number of days. Including causing your husband to be to show up. Including causing the pregnancy to happen. Including causing your appointment later to enter your hands. Including causing your long-awaited expectation to be released. Including clearing that diagnosis from your system. There is nothing he cannot do within the next 31 days. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Look at the neighbor and say, let your praise go up so your enemies can go down. Hey! Tell 3 people around you, tell them, let your praise go up so your enemies can go down. Let your praise go up. Tell 7 people, let your praise go up. Let your enemies go down. Let your praise go up. 10 minutes. Let's go.
Oh, you come and see what the Lord has done for me. You are taking away my sorrow now.
Again, if anybody is too gentle for you, just change position temporarily. Listen, this is for 2022. This is your major chance to determine the rest of the year. The next major praise we'll have is end of year Thanksgiving and then crossover night. So whatever you do now, just dance away the devil. Just dance like you are trampling the enemies. Am I speaking to somebody here? One day, a woman was dancing and somebody looked at her and said, "You be soldier?" Because she's been looking for fruit of the womb for donkey years. After that dance, that was her last menstrual period. Somebody was dancing with so much aggression. The person that stood behind the person in the church saw there. He said, "What do you do for a living?" He said, "I don't have a job." He said, "Meet me after service." Job sorted out on the spot. Are you ready? Anything can happen. Maybe somebody may be dancing beside her husband-to-be right now, and you don't know. Or wife-to-be, and you don't know. I have a challenge with our generation. My challenge is that somebody is crossing rivers to go and look for fish. I do not understand. Wife everywhere, husband everywhere. They say they are still looking. Do you understand? Somebody said, "I cannot marry that one. We are more like brothers. It's more like..." Is it an enemy you will marry? If he's more like your brother, the better for you. Because your brother will fight anybody who fights you. Your brother will not be the one to fight you. Your brother will not be the one to slap you. Your brother will be the one to protect you. Amen. 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 Are you ready to celebrate?
One, two, go.
Oh, yeah, come and see one. Oh, yeah, come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my sorrows and I'm happy. I got my blood and I'm able. I got my blood and I'm able. Because of Jesus, because of the way. Double, 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 double. He has given me victory. Hey. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hey. Hallelujah, hey. Hallelujah.
shout. Give him a leap of joy. Hey! Lift your hands and establish these three prayers. And say after me, I am moving from level to level by the power of praise. I have moved from my last level to my next level by the power of praise. I have moved from wonderful November to glorious December by the power of praise. I establish my movement into a glorious 12th month in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I establish my movement into a glorious 12th month. I establish my movement into a glorious 12th month. I establish my movement into a glorious 12th month of 2022. I establish my movement into this glorious 12th month. In the name of Jesus, Mahashada Dahas. I establish my movement. I establish it. 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 In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, lift your two hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. By the power of praise tonight, I decree every Jericho wall, every wretched in front of me disappear. Say by the power of praise tonight, I decree every Jericho wall, every Red Sea in front of me disappear. Now, open your mouth and pray. Every Red Sea, every Jericho wall disappear, disappear, dissolve, disintegrate, dematerialize, disappear. Disappear, 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 disintegrate, dematerialize, dissolve now. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I take possession of my inheritance, of my promised land, by the power of praise tonight. I take possession of my promised land, of my inheritance, by the power of praise tonight. I take possession of my inheritance, of my promised land. Open your mouth and pray. Managa ya 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 host. flesh. I take possession of my inheritance. I take possession of my promised land by the power of praise tonight. I take possession now. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and say after me, in the name of Jesus. Every door of captivity closed against my life, my possession, my possession, my resources, my inheritance. Every door of captivity closed against my life. Every door of captivity holding anyone connected, related, associated with my life. I command you, you doors of captivity, in the name of Jesus, open! Open your mouth and pray. Open. Open. You door of captivity. 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 Open. Master Adonai, because it is done. Stretch your two hands in front of you, right in front of you, straight forward. Put it together. That's right. So that if anything is entering it, so that when what is yours is entering it, it will not drop through. Be sensitive in the spirit. Don't
Don't. Close your eyes. Aim of closing the eyes is for concentration, to avoid distraction. So that when what is yours is entering, it's not diverted. Because right now, documents are dropping. Certificates. Wedding certificates. Degree certificates. Certificates of occupancy. Property documents. Agreement. Hey! Jabagayayaya. Agreement documents. Le perete si te lita rana gagayalala. Le perete si turina gagayalala huza. Le parana gagaga. Judgment. Certificate of judgment. Victory, victory, victory. Against the enemy, against the adversary. What is yours is dropping right now. It's dropping right now. Garments are dropping. Changes of garment. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The garment of rejection is leaving. The garment of praise is dropping. Garments of celebration. Yes, dedication garments. Dedication of children. Garments of graduation. Garments of influence. Garments of favor. Is dropping. Car keys are dropping. House keys are dropping. Shop keys are dropping. Mantles are dropping. Fire is dropping. Power is dropping. Dang! Yes, 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 yes. Receive your healing. Receive your health. That organ of the body that needs replacement. That part of your body that is needing replacement. That organ that is needing replacement. I decree it is happening right now. It is happening right now. It is happening right now. New liver, new kidneys, new lungs, new heart, new ovaries, new fallopian tubes. That's right. Receive your children. Receive your children. Embargo is lifted. Barrenness is over. Power of the Holy Ghost. Command that eye healed, that ear healed, pelvic inflammation disease disappeared, that shoulder condition healed, lower back condition healed, peptic ulcer disease over forever, spirit of disfavor over, garments of rejection set on fire. And you are glorious. So Gloria, stretch your hands in front of you. Everything that has been programmed to enter your hands and enter your life in 2022, I announce this month of December we are stepping in shall not expire until you have entered. Receive now! Even 12 midnight tonight.
the angels that minister on this altar, that minister upon the mountains of this commission, are released on assignment on your behalf right now. To deliver into your hands the deliveries of November and the deliveries of December and the deliveries of 2022. And the grace to live ready, the spirit to be consistent, to worship God in reality and in revelation, be released upon you right now. The grace to offer consistently the praise of faith is released upon you right now. I call it done. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. You hold that hand together. Let's bring it to yourself. That's right. That's right. Receive it.
And I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my Lord. Oh Lord, you are my Lord.
Thank you, Master, because it is done. Thank you for victory tonight. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands to the King of Kings and give him the praise. Wave your hands and clap your hands up, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph.
You are my Lord. Oh Lord, you are my Lord.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai, for what you have done for us tonight. Give him a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Can I take 3-5 people? Let us know what happened to you. 3-5 people. What happened to you just now tonight? God gave you something. God healed you of something. Delivered you of something. Very, very fast. I see particularly bones that have just been healed. And the greatest miracle tonight is, one of the most critical miracles tonight is, one, what belongs to you, the Lord just released them. Get ready for alert tonight. Get ready for calls tonight. Positive messages tonight.
I enter the Holy of Holies. Lord, I enter through the blood of the Lamb.
Lord, I enter
to worship you only.
I enter to honor you.
Jesus.
And your name is holy, Lord.
What happened?
Has gone through law school and the rest, but has never gotten any case or any job.
10 years.
Yes, sir. Nothing works. Sir, he said, as you said, we should stretch our hand to receive. He saw himself on top of a motorcycle that is not working. Inside a drum.
A motorcycle that is not working.
Inside a drum.
Inside a drum.
Tied hand and foot.
Tied hand and foot.
Placed in a desert, in a dry ground. One person.
What did he do? Motorcycle that is not working is a challenge. Inside the drum, another challenge. Tied hand and foot, chained hand and foot is a third challenge. Then the whole of it is inside the desert.
I had to ask him several times to understand it, to know if you understand what he's telling me. He said nothing has been working in his life. Then you came. Because there were women surrounding that place, witches. And you said, lose him and untie him. They untied him themselves. And you took him to a very, very abundant land. He saw food, tables of food. You told him, eat and get satisfied. Build houses, buy land, buy cars, and be established right now.
Hey! No wonder he was the first person to run out. Everywhere the devil has kept you, I told you, your praise will shift you from captivity into liberty. Everywhere the devil has kept you, you are coming out right now. Every evil motorcycle, broken down vehicle, where they have kept you in, today you are out of it. Every chain they have used to chain your life is broken right now. And I declare today, you are stepping into liberty. Liberty, 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 liberty. And all these things will manifest in the month you are stepping in. Across tonight into tomorrow.
This is Sister Glory. She has been trusting God for marital settlement. She has had so many failed relationships. Why you said we should stretch?
Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands. Lift your hands. I take authority also over any deposit of charm that you had either accidentally merged or they have fired into your body, working in your body, working in your leg. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Sir, I don't need to ask him. I know his case. He's a young man that brought his family to give testimony once. Him and his wife and his children from the other religion, polygamous family, and they swore because he got born again that he will never prosper. And you prayed for him that time.
It is over.
His father is even like a native doctor. I know his case.
It is over. Congratulations. God just freed you tonight. Tell me about her.
This is Sister Glory. She said she has had so many failed relationships. Why you asked us to stretch forth our hands and be sensitive in the spirit? She said she saw God's handmaiden appeared before her and dropped into her hands wedding gown and a ring. And told her, go and be settled, no more tears.
And the old ring of spiritual relationship is retrieved. Power of the Holy Ghost. What the devil has in mind for her is terrible. Stand up. Have as many children as you want, but don't get married. That devil is a bastard. There are families where such a curse is. Have as many children as you want. Live prostitutiously, but never get married. That devil is a bastard. Step forward here. Labor, every anti-marital spell on your life. Every spell of live without marriage, give birth without marriage, prostitute, but never be established. I declare that spell is broken. Next person. Mahashatoka. Leave her. Ever pull anybody from under the power.
So Sister Victoria says she has had this headache for many years as a result of a gunshot on her head. But in the course of the
ministration... A gunshot in the physical?
No, in the dream of the night. In the dream of the night, there was a gunshot and that headache had been troubling her until today. but now the headache has shaken.
Give the Lord a praise. Every evil arrow fired at you, return back to her. Almighty, mighty God. You want to tell me something?
Our brother Victory said he's a dispatch rider. Sometime on the 11th of last month, he had an accident and then had a very terrible injury on that left knee there. Had lived with terrible pain since there. Came into the service in the same condition. Couldn't squat. But in the midst of the praise, he said he just wanted to try himself. And that
to it
is healed.
Give the Lord a praise.
This teacher.
When you say you will, however you are, Almighty God, you do what you say.
Accurate word of prophecy, sir. You took authority over the spell of having children but never getting married. She said she has a son of 4 years old that doesn't know the father. Very accurate.
Lift up your hands. That's give birth to children. Her own case and also the family, not just her. Every spell, the son does not know the father.
I lost my twin sister, so remaining 3 girls, 4 boys. Since then, nothing has been working. I was raised. I have a son that is living with my mother. He's 4 years old. He doesn't even know the father. I don't even know because I was raped then. I don't even know.
Lift up your hands. Today, the yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. Power of the Holy Ghost. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus, anyone from such a family, I declare the agenda of the enemy broken. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
There's no
yes.
way it is written on her forehead that is what is the case. Except God unveils it is not known. Please go ahead and tell
us. Our sister, sir, had suffered from the spell of failure at the edge of breakthrough. Each time good things are about to come her way, she said, an exact look alike will appear in her dream and take that from her, and then it fizzles out. But while you said we should cup our hands and God was dropping something, she says she saw God's handmaiden appeared and prayed for her. And once God's handmaiden did that, that exact person that looked like her walked out of her. And that's a major deliverance for her.
Come this, what she saw. Thank you, Father. Every spirit of impersonation, every spirit of diversion, look alike demon that impersonates you, diverts what is yours. Today that devil is arrested and sent to hell in the name of Jesus.
God is confirming the word of his servant here tonight. So while you were ministering, you made mention of urinary incontinence. He has had, this is Kayode David, he came into service today with that situation as a result of right inguinoscrotal hernia.
Wow.
For 6 months. Wow. But ever since he stepped into service, he said the pressure is totally gone. And he's here to give God praise because he's healed right now.
And the urine will just flow by itself.
By itself.
And then mess you up and then still smelling and all.
As a matter of fact, it came from straight from the hospital into service.
National Air Force Hospital. Wow. Congratulations. Every garment of shame and of reproach that followed you in 2022 cannot enter December. Tonight is the expiry date of reproach. In the name of Jesus. Today is the expiry date of reproach. Yes.
You are the God that changes now.
You are the God that changes now.
You are the God that changes now.
When you instructed us to stretch our hands, she said she saw an old woman, like a strong woman, troubling them, that appeared and said, "Why are you disturbing me? And why did you bring me here?" Immediately, sir, you appeared and said, "Release her." A bunch of keys fell into her hands. And also, she said, you brought out Fayoko, started flogging her.
That is whip that has fire.
Yes, sir.
It has fire.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. That's truly a Fayoko.
And her siblings started coming out of a cage.
Her siblings started coming out of a cage.
Yes, sir. Her life has been characterized with disappointment, stagnation, nothing working. She is free right now, sir.
For those of you who don't understand, horse whip, we call it here, Koboko. When that horse whip is made of fire materials, we call it Fayoko. Hey! Lift up your hand. Father, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, as I pray for her, I pray for everyone here. Every demon holding down your destiny, every witch, every wizard holding down your destiny, today they are released by the fire of the Holy Ghost, released out of your life. You are the Lord that changed it now. Dance your way back, the rest of us too.
You are the changed
diverse encounters.
You are the Lord that changed it now.
Revelation encounters, deliverance encounters, and diverse manifestations of God. Lift your hands everywhere you are. You are here tonight. You have not given your life to Christ before we receive the communion. You need to make your ways right with Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You are saying, "Pastor, I want to be saved. I'm not sure if I die, I'll go to heaven, and I don't want to go to hell." Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here quickly. Added to those people are those who are bound by addictions,
addictions of smoking, drinking, addictions of gambling, addictions of fraud, addictions of womanizing, masturbation, any other form of addiction, added to those who are giving their lives to Christ. Come up all at once at the count of 10. One.
And be the first.
Two. Come with your Bible, say your mind.
I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey.
Two.
I live for Jesus. Day
three.
Day. I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after
day. Day after day.
I live.
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may.
Let come what may.
The Holy
Four.
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
Pastor, pray for me. I want to be a full member of this church. I am not yet a full member of Dunamis Church. I come, but I've not done the membership. But I know this is where I belong. The presence of God, I feel here. The power of God, the word of God. I want to belong here. I feel God wants me to belong here. And it is important because it is when you are planted that you can be fruitful. If you just come as a stranger, there is a limit to what God can do with you from this unction, this mantle. So wherever you are, you pick your Bibles and bags and step forward also. While they are doing that now, the communion stewards can take their position and let's begin the service immediately. Those who are joining us, becoming members, step forward quickly.
You are welcome in the name of the Lord.
I give you the count of seven, those ones.
You are welcome
in the name of the Lord.
Over you, the glory of the Lord. You are welcome in the name of the Lord. You are welcome.
Jesus, those handing over their lives to Christ, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. And if you are coming out as a new person, okay, if you are coming out to become a member and you're also handing over your life to Christ, pray the prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.